I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and here are some of the top stories impacting Rutherford County on your Rutherford Roundup for Monday, October the 6th, 2025. The Murfreesboro City Council has approved the Keystone Project, a transformative redevelopment plan aimed at reshaping downtown Murfreesboro. In a 4-2 vote Thursday night, council members shifted the project's focus from office space to residential, retail, and dining, dividing the area into three sections. Section 1 will house 239 multifamily units. Section 2 includes 100 condominiums and roughly 3,000 square feet of retail, and Section 3 features a 115-room hotel with more than 7,100 square feet of retail space. Most existing structures are vacant, aside from two city offices and WGNS Radio on South Church Street. While the city can vacate its offices at will, WGNS must be relocated to a building of equal size before any demolition begins, a requirement that halts initial construction until relocation is complete. Across Broad Street, the city also plans to daylight Town Creek, adding green space for music, walking, and community events. Meanwhile, Rutherford County is exploring the former Bank of America property on East Main Street in downtown Murfreesboro to meet its growing demand for office space. County Mayor Joe Carr confirmed that a study is underway to assess its suitability for agencies like the Election Commission and County Codes. Carr also envisions repurposing the historic Goldstein Building on the public square as an extension of the County Museum, honoring Murfreesboro's commercial and immigrant past. The building, which is tied to Lithuanian immigrant William Goldstein, could house community-donated heirlooms and archives. A decision on the Bank of America site is expected by the year's end. A rise in electric scooter thefts is creating concern across Murfreesboro, particularly on the campus of Middle Tennessee State University. MTSU Police Chief Ed Kaup confirmed that 10 scooters were reported stolen in September alone, with thefts occurring throughout the day. Many of the stolen scooters were either left unsecured or locked with breakable devices, prompting police to urge students and residents to use heavy-duty locks and secure scooters to bicycle racks. Authorities also recommend documenting scooters with photos, serial numbers, and unique identifiers like decals. Some newer models include remote locking features via mobile apps, providing an extra layer of protection. MTSU emphasizes that scooters must be parked at bike racks, not inside buildings or blocking walkways, and may not be charged using university outlets. In a separate act of compassion, a Murfreesboro police officer is being recognized for going above and beyond the call of duty. Officer Samuel Lopez responded to a loose animal call on September 30th and discovered an injured dog lying alone roadside. Instead of simply calling animal control, Lopez stayed with the dog for nearly 2 hours, spoon-feeding it his own lunch and offering water from his thermal bottle. His deep compassion stems from his and his wife's inability to have children, fostering a bond with dogs that he considers family. The city of Murfreesboro shared video footage with the interaction, praising Lopez for his empathy and dedication to public service. Paws has since arranged veterinary care for the dog and is working to locate its owner. Lopez's actions serve as a reminder of the humanity that defines true public service in Rutherford County. Murfreesboro's landscape continues to evolve with new development projects and community events shaping the city's future. During a recent WGNS Action Line broadcast, Mayor Shane McFarland revealed that the city has been acquiring parcels of land along Northwest Broad Street near Cannonsburg Village and Lytle Creek. The area, stretching from Front Street northward to where Lytle Creek passes under Broad, is expected to play a key role in supporting the growing needs of Cannonsburg Village and the nearby Greenway Trailhead. One major tenant, the yard sale store, is in the process of relocating, leaving Captain D's as the only remaining business on the property. McFarland noted the restaurant's lease remains active and plans continue to take shape. Just south of the site, the Town Creek Daylighting Project is already bringing a scenic touch to the area with new walking paths, native landscaping, and a future area for live music and family gatherings. Meanwhile, the Murfreesboro Municipal Airport is preparing for its fourth annual STEAM Fest as part of the Discovery Center's Tennessee STEAM Festival. On Tuesday, August 14th, from 4 to 6 p.m., the airport's terminal lobby will showcase 65 creative airline lively designs from fifth graders in Murfreesboro City Schools. Then on Saturday, October the 18th, from 9 until 1, families can explore aircraft simulators and interactive exhibits featuring everything from Black Hawk helicopters to MTSU's aircraft engine lab. Airport Director Chad Gerke says that the event aims to inspire future pilots, engineers, and innovators. With past festivals drawing more than 1,500 attendees, this year's edition promises to be Murfreesboro's most engaging yet. Nashville's political and economic landscape is in the spotlight as two statewide programs spark debate over equity and impact. Newly released data from the Tennessee Department of Education reveals that most recipients of the state's new Education Freedom Scholarship, or school vouchers, come from urban centers and affluent suburbs. According to figures, Knoxville topped the list with 2,577 students receiving vouchers, followed by Memphis with 1,888, and Nashville with 1,267. The data also shows that wealthier communities such as Franklin, Brentwood, and Belle Meade receive significantly more vouchers than rural areas like Lawrenceburg and Smithville. Governor Bill Lee defended the program, explaining that half of the 20,000 scholarships were awarded to income-limited families earning under $173,000 a year, while the other half had no income restriction. Lee pointed to the 42,000 applications submitted as evidence of high demand. Meanwhile, another major policy shift could affect thousands of Tennesseans. Residents receiving Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP benefits, have until October 31st to meet newly expanded federal work requirements. The changes, originally introduced under the Trump administration, now apply to adults age 55 to 64, parents with children over 14, veterans, the homeless, and those aging out of foster care. Critics, including Signe Anderson from the Tennessee Justice Center, warn that up to 50,000 residents could lose benefits, potentially increasing food insecurity statewide. Advocates are urging swift action to educate affected families before the November 1st compliance deadline. That's all for now. For updates on these and many more local news stories, be sure to check out our website, WGNSradio.com, or follow us on social media at NewsRadio WGNS on Facebook and Dex. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to leave a rating or a review on Spotify and iTunes, or a comment on YouTube. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.